Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features you will find there completely free. The main feature of the site actually allows you, the listener, to control the content of the website. You can go and submit different news items or blog posts or YouTube videos, whatever it is you find online you think's interesting, you want to share it with our listeners, so you go to freetalklive.com, submit it as show prep, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. And also, you get to vote on the other things you see on the site as well. So the most voted up makes it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. As we continue here to take your phone calls, and then coming up, we'll get to an email with some good questions regarding the activism movement, the Free State Project, etc. Let's go first, though, to Dee in North Carolina. Your calls are the primary element here. Dee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Dee, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, apologies for my voice. I'm kind of hoarse. I've got some kind of laryngitis. But
no worries. We understand you, so go ahead.
Yeah, man, I just had to call you guys because I've had a journey over the last 5 years, and I believe I can give you a parallel that will open up a lot of people's eyes.
Hmm.
The first step toward freedom for me was getting out of organized religion.
Hmm.
But when I did that, I didn't totally leave religion. Now, follow where I'm going. We started getting together with a small group of people in our home on Sunday morning. But as I moved along and started, the enlightenment comes in stages. I started to realize there was no need for that. In other words, I had to have something to substitute for what I was leaving behind. Okay, so we did the little Sunday morning get-togethers, which if somebody does that, that's fine. And then it moved to just, well, I'll do it by myself, but it was still Sunday morning. There was something. See, I was actually doing things that I didn't really understand why I did them. And I'm going to make a point about that in a second, because what happened was you have to fall back on something. You always have to have something there as security. And so I fell back on, well, Sunday morning we'll read our Bibles and we'll pray together as a family. There's nothing wrong with that.
What was it that initially turned you off to organized religion? What made you want to pull away from that?
Here's what turned me off to it, and I'm going to relate that to the patriotism in a second. What turned me off about it was I actually, to be honest with you, I'm too smart. And I don't mean that in a proud way, but I mean that a religion and patriotism are designed for the masses. And it's dumbed down to a point where it only operates on emotionalism and basic base type of human desires that they appeal to. There's no logic or reason involved.
There's a lot of appeal to fear, for instance.
Fear, those types of things. And it's a lot of subliminal conditioning that's done from the cradle all the way through your life. So you're actually doing things and you don't even know why you're doing them.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Scared me. I was doing things and I didn't have any real... It was just because we had always done it.
Yep.
And so I started to question that. And the more I questioned it, the more I learned. And the more I got away from it, the more clearer I could think and more objective I could become. And so it made me go further away and learn more. And it's like, it's almost like I'm 50 years old, but I've traveled a very similar path to what Ernest Hancock has traveled. As you've noticed about Ernie, he hasn't gotten stuck in a rut like a lot of these guys. Okay, so we went from organized religion to a smaller type thing to, well, I'll just read my Bible and learn for myself. And here's what I found out. The more I read my Bible for myself without somebody else, the more I saw that there was things in there that weren't right. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean I don't believe in God because I've experienced God. But I don't need to go to the Bible to experience God. I don't need to go to church to experience God. I don't need that for my identity anymore. Okay? Same thing with patriotism. People have gotten an identity that is red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
When you turn the television on, that anything that's not just pure entertainment, like if it's some type of pseudo-type cable news or whatever, they always have a picture of the Capitol building or the Washington Monument. And it's subliminal. They're telling you this is who we are, and we're here, and we're in power, and this is an identifier of who we are as a people. And they try to keep people together that way because they realize if they ever lose that, there's no, Katie bar the door, we're all free.
I wouldn't want anybody to realize that everybody's just a human being and we've all got a lot of the same problems and issues. And if you put these divisions in between.
And what I wanted to say about the Patriot thing is I'm giving those guys a little slack, and here's why. I've been through that, too. See, when I started realizing the evils of what government was really doing to people, I followed that Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity path for just a little while, and that was totally disgusting because I could see right through it. I could see through there was no principle to what they were saying. It was just a red team versus a blue team, okay? But it was two sides of the same coin. So it quickly left that into a progression of, well, these Patriot guys were saying things that appealed to me, but there was still something missing. I still saw that they were relying on something that didn't make any sense. And so what I'm trying to say to you is the Constitution is just like the Bible. You can make it say whatever you want. See what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. I can't say anything about what you're saying.
Bible, so I went to those guys and started listening to their information. I believe if you're hungry for truth and enlightenment, that it's a progression. And that everybody at some point will come to liberty.
But I like what you said before about how
we've also got to realize that we haven't hit our final destination.
You said before about how some folks are kind of getting, you know, they get stuck in a rut. Like they're interested in liberty, but then they find a little comfy spot where they feel like, well, this is where I need to be. The nation, the republic, restore the republic, etc.
Exactly.
There's a path beyond that, and some people are on it, and hopefully we can encourage others to get back on that road.
Well, and it kind of blows people away because I'll run into somebody I hadn't seen in 6 months, and they go, "Man, you've been listening to Alex Jones lately?" Because the last time I talked to him, maybe a year ago, I was excited about something I was hearing there. I'm like, no, man, it's been months. And they just look at me kind of funny. And I said, I've always got something new that I'm studying or learning, but it's all about becoming more free, not just politically, quote unquote, or free of the government. It's also those paradigms in our mind that keep us in bondage.
Absolutely. I deal with them every single day of my life, and it all has to do with, like you were saying, when you're a child.
Man, it's programmed. You know what? If you can't turn your TV on and flip through three different news channels without seeing a picture of something in Washington, D.C., which is telling you, and without it saying a word, that's the central location. That's where the boss lives. That's where our orders come from. This is what makes us Americans. People can't even identify what an American is.
Well, they use terms like there are leaders in Washington, D.C. I mean, sometimes it's very explicit, the programming that is going on. And no, they are not my leaders, and I don't want anything to do with them.
And they talk about our debt and our budget. I hope they go out of business. I hope they all go bust tomorrow, man. Sit back and laugh at them.
I love this guy. Thank you, Dee, for the thoughts here. Go ahead, Mark. You want to?
Well, I just, regarding Dee, sometimes when you do this job, you find a guy who calls in is far more articulate with what it was that you were trying to say all along. And
that's Dee.
Yeah. I felt that way a few times on this show. And Dee, if I had a little plastic trophy to give you, Dee, I would.
Dee, thanks for the call. Really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Sean, does that resonate with you? I mean, were you ever a religious guy? Because I know you're an atheist now.
I was never a religious guy.
Really?
I was baptized when I was born, but it was never that big a deal in my family, other than the fight between my grandmother and my mother as to whether or not I'd be Catholic. And my mother said, well, he can be Catholic, but you're taking him to Mass, and you're taking him to Communion, and you're taking him. And my grandmother said, okay, do whatever
Forget
you want.
That.
See, you know, it's so different in different families. My wife has no issues with religion. I mean, you know, they've piddled around with the Lutheran church a little bit, but she certainly went at times and that kind of thing. But, you know, my mom sent me to the Christian school, and I am just plagued by all the stories of the Bible, and I can't tell you. Every single day, I imagine the end of time when I'm standing there in front of God, and I'm having, you know, this conversation about, why it is that I've done whatever I've done, and why he, you know, if there really is a hell, then why he can't send me there because he screwed up in the way that he presented his message.
That's not that's not what happens to me every day, but I still struggle with some of the issues that you're referring to, Mark, with growing up in a kind of religious upbringing. Although it wasn't very heavy for me, it still made a mark. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
They're threatening you with death.
A passion for service never leaves. I'm Tim Lewis, and after 22 years in the military, I became a mortgage professional, helping my fellow veterans and active duty service members secure VA home loans. Refinancing with a VA loan is a privilege earned through service, and it's my privilege to help you get there. We can help you lower your rate or consolidate debt, even if your current mortgage is not a VA loan. Go to varadio.com to learn more. That's varadio.com. I'm Tim Lewis. Thank you for your service.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 1-800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features that we have on the site for you. They're all brought to you free over at freetalklive.com.
When you listen to talk radio, you hear advertisements for gold all the time. And, you know, what I found was that it was confusing. I called up one of these gold companies, and asked about, I'd like to buy some gold, and they talked to me about bullion and numismatics and collector's coins versus, you know, currans or whatever, and I was completely baffled. All I wanted in my hand was some gold or silver that, you know, I could use as an investment, hedge against inflation. Some people want it for barter currency in case the big one comes or whatever. Well, what I tried to do is, after educating myself a bit on this topic, was to impart that education, and it's very easy. I basically just made it, you know, pick some coins that were intended to get gold or silver into the hands of the people that go to this website. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live's teamed up with Midas Resources. That's the company that helps syndicate us. And it's, they're great prices. Before you buy anyplace else, go to gold.freetalklive.com. Look at what we've got there. That way you can compare.
Smart shopping.
Yep.
All right, 800-259-9231 to the email box. You don't get that much time for email these days, but sometimes one sneaks through from Patrick. He says, I'm a student at Marlboro College in Marlboro, Vermont, around 25 minutes west of Brattleboro, about an hour from Keene.
Yeah, I hear the commercials on the radio sometimes.
We do the show from Keene, New Hampshire.
They've got some kind of big environmentalist architecture or something like that degree.
Says, I've began listening to Free Talk Live around 5 years ago, and I'm currently an amplifier. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate that. Which, by the way, if you want to become an amplifier, you can do that at amp.freetalklive.com. Anyway, Patrick says, would I be able to trouble you for a few questions regarding how you view the Free State Project? He says he intends to make the move himself as soon as he finishes with his education. And there are, by the way, a lot of people who are saying that the Free State Project, while there are folks in the ranks who are of, you know, an older age, certainly it's the bulk are people in there, I would say, mid-20s or, you know, the 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the people that are in the Free State Project are going to make the move after they finish their education. So I really think there's going to be a nice influx of new movers in 2011, 2012, 2013 as people start getting free of their educational bonds.
The Next 1000 has 270 signers, and those are likely people that even if the Next 1000 doesn't reach its 1000 goal, will still move.
Yeah. So I think we're going to see a lot of people like Patrick who are just waiting. I mean, they want to be here, but you know, they've gone ahead and they've committed to this 4-year degree, and they've got to wrap it up. So then after that, they'll be relatively free. They can move wherever it is they want to. It's a great time to make the move to New Hampshire is after you tie up things like high school or college or whatever it is you're busy with. So he says, and the role, questions regarding the Free State Project and the role that Mark and yourself play. I'm in the midst of a research
project.
We play
a role. Okay.
We're an advertising venue for them.
Yeah, that much is true.
We're their number one recruiting platform.
That much is true.
Aside from word of mouth. Word of mouth usually beats Free Talk Live, but Free Talk Live is number one beyond anything else.
You can't pay for word of mouth.
That's true. He says, I'm in the midst of a research project for which I chose to focus on the Free State Project, and I would appreciate anything that you'd be willing to offer. So here are a few questions, and don't feel pressured to answer any of or all of them. He says, I'm curious to hear your take on Baron
Swearengen. Why wouldn't we do that?
He says, I'm curious to hear your take on Baron Swearengen's statement to John Stossel. Now, Baron Swearengen is the current president of the Free State Project. He also lives here in beautiful Keene. John Stossel in 2007 describing the Free State Project as a model with which the negatives of a less free America can be made clear. Your take on that particular statement?
So is the idea here that you know, the Free State Project will become more free while the rest of America becomes less free? Is that what the claim is?
You could insinuate that from that statement, or at the very least, the Free State Project will become more free while America doesn't become less free, but it certainly seems to be becoming less free.
Well, I would say that the likely short-term goal is that New Hampshire will become less free less quickly than the rest of America, which, you know, will sort of be an aggregate of more freedom, but in fact,
wait a minute, what did you just say? New Hampshire will become
less free less quickly than the rest of the country.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Because the fact is, we've got a legislature who's in power, who's going to be, you know, passing laws that have that restrict people's freedoms, not increase them. It's rare that you see a legislature do that, increase people's freedom. So they'll be busy over there doing what they're doing. We have at this point, as I understand it, for the next term coming up, basically a libertarian veto. There are
essentially
between 10 and 15 FSP, Free State Project, Porcupine movers that are in the House, and several friends, and many dozens of people who have gotten A minuses, A's, A pluses on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's rating system.
By the way, I heard that the Speaker of the House was announced as not a Free State Project participant, but somebody who's very friendly with the Free State Project.
Yeah. So, I mean,
the guy who was the lawyer.
Things really couldn't have gone much better for the FSP in this most recent election.
Yeah, now I don't know what the point, I forget what the importance of the Speaker of the House is, like he gets to set an agenda or something like that. What is it that is the big deal?
I don't know
there?
All the specifics, I've got an interview tomorrow night that will be on the Post show, the Edgington Post show, that you can listen at, via the
podcast. Through our podcast.
And I'll ask that particular question. I don't know specifically what he does, but it's obviously a leadership position, and the more people friendly to liberty in the leadership positions,
the better.
The better it is. The fact is, all the Free Staters...
This guy's an A-plus, isn't he?
All the Free Staters were pushing for this guy, pushing hard, as, he came down on top. Also, I'd like to point out that the majority leader, which will be the head Republican, will also be a guy who's basically a libertarian. He was in with some of the first guy who was elected as a libertarian to the House, Don Gorman. He was basically, these guys were buddy-buddy and, picked up many of the ideas.
Yeah, there's some real political successes that have happened here. But to get back to his question, so the question being... describing Free State Project as a model with which the negatives of a less free America can be made clear. I think that's an accurate statement in that as the contrast becomes more apparent between what we've got here in New Hampshire versus what everybody else has to deal with in the rest of the 49 states, it'll become more and more crystal clear to people who are at least paying attention to what liberty is all about that, maybe I should be in New Hampshire. If I want freedom, maybe that's where I should be. I think that's certainly an intention, is to create that contrast, and not just for the rest of the country, but for the rest of the world, to finally have that beacon of liberty again that people can look to say, oh, yeah, so that's how it could work without government taking away the trash. That kind of thing. To show an example, a shining example, of what liberty really is all about. So he says, as part of the media, how do you view role in the Free State Project? I think he means our role in the Free State Project, or in advancing it as a model.
Well, the Free State Project is it's such a loose and fluid organization. The way it was set up, it's essentially the Free State Project is a website where you go and you sign up and say, I'll move to New Hampshire by such and such a time. The minimum being that when 20,000 people sign up, you'll move within a 5-year window after that. Mm-hmm. The Free State Project is what you make of it.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's your thoughts on the Free State Project, or you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsule, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs, normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filters.
filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control here with 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features that you'll find there totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. One of those features is our archive section, going all the way back to late 2006. All of it free for you, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com can help you. If you use that portal that we've created, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. That's our little gift to you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're going to continue here with this email and get back into your phone calls. Patrick has written in to ask some questions about the Free State Project. He is a Free State Project participant and plans to make the move to New Hampshire after he wraps up his schooling there in Vermont. And, of course, some people are coming from much further away than Vermont. I'd like to point that out. People from around the world are members of the Free State Project. But he's asking about what is our role? What is Free Talk Live's role in the Free State Project or in advancing it as a model? And Free Talk Live has been promoting the Free State Project since before they were an advertiser.
Yeah.
So we've been members probably since around 03. I think that's when I joined. I'm not sure when you came on, Mark.
Might have been 04.
Yeah, you came on a little later on. But it took me a little while to decide that I wanted to join. And once I did, I was pretty excited. I thought, man, this is a great idea, and I want people to know about it. And so we started talking about it on a regular basis on Free Talk Live, and eventually managed to hook up with an actual ad purchase from the Free State Project. And they were pretty, I think, they were a little wary at first of whether or not it would be worthwhile. And so one of their supporters actually jumped on to help us in the beginning and kind of got the ball rolling. And then when they found out that, hey, this is a pretty good deal that we're getting.
Look, it's working.
They suck on board. And so, you know, had they never bought ads, we probably still would have been promoting the Free State
Project. We probably wouldn't, wouldn't do the live reads and everything. Yeah. But to me, it's really the only solution for liberty in our lifetime.
If I thought there was a better one, I'd be promoting that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's at this point, hey, we haven't changed their rate since 2004. They're getting a really great rate. We'd be better off by dropping the Free State Project as an advertiser and moving on and using the Avail for someone else.
That's true.
And, you know, so
it's not about money.
If we really, really thought that there was a better way, rather than deluding ourselves and thinking, oh, I'll just stay right here in San Francisco and fight the fight for liberty or wherever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not picking on anybody in particular. I'm just coming up with the ideas.
Like Star Child.
Yeah, I do. The
San Francisco. I think he lives in San Francisco. He certainly should live in San Francisco.
Yeah, it looks like he's you know, right down there in Castro. Indeed. So, you know, I understand what people's ideas are. This to me is the best one. I can show proof of concept with mine.
Not
really going so well.
Right. I mean, we actually have seen some advances in liberty here in New Hampshire since, and certainly we've seen some protections against the growth of the state happening already from the political side. Of course, from the civil disobedience, there's a lot of excitement there, too, and other things outside the system, agorism, media creation, etc. So he goes on to say that, and how do you feel about the major national news outlets, specifically the polarized left and right stations of CBS and Fox, respectively, and how they contribute or detract from the projects and liberty's advancement? That's a pretty wide-cutting question. I would say any attention from the media is good. I don't care if it's a hit piece. It's good. Anytime,
right. You know, there's this woman who actually lives here in New Hampshire who likes to write hit pieces for a website called counterpunch.com or something like that. And every time she writes one, I have always noticed a little bump in sign-ups. Because the fact is, the people that care about liberty are going to sign up when they find out about these things, find out about the Free State Project or get reminded about it or whatever.
Yeah.
The people that don't, whatever. Whatever. They don't care what's going on in New Hampshire. You cannot get somebody in Massachusetts excited about the idea that New Hampshire has a liberty movement going on. No one cares.
Yeah, all publicity is good publicity, so, hit us with whatever you got, CBS and Fox. It's all good as far as I'm concerned. As far as liberty's advancement and the major news outlets, I don't really see them doing anything to advance liberty except for when they cover us. So if they cover Meg or the guys from WeWon'tFly.com or whatever the issue is, then that's good. If they cover Ron Paul, then that's good. So the more they cover us, the better. And the manner that they cover us, the liberty movement in, I'm not so concerned with. I'm just concerned with getting the coverage. If it's a puff piece, then that's great too. But I would never be worried about, you know, the most vicious hit piece out there. I would celebrate that. Thank you for the attention. Did you get the website URL correct?
Yeah, that's really the question.
Yeah. So he goes on. He says, I tend to side more with your approach of civil disobedience and non-cooperation as opposed to using the system. So I can predict your answer, though. What approach do you see as having more of an impact in the future? And what can you point to in the Free State Project's past that was a win as a result of civil disobedience? Well, I don't honestly know. I mean, I think that civil disobedience and non-cooperation is very powerful, but it's also risky. And so it doesn't tend to attract a lot of people. So that's kind of the issue there. But when you can get the numbers together, you do have incredible success stories like we did with the nightcaps this year during the summertime where people were out in the park and enjoying themselves on a social occasion with a little bit of alcohol, a little bit of marijuana. And then there's also the 420 celebrations that started up a year ago. And they pretty much died off at this point because
I don't know why you call those things successes, quite honestly.
They're total successes.
I think they're disasters that went the way that the people planned them. I wouldn't call them successes. what if I was going to look at the civil disobedience movement and look at it from the outside, I'd say take a look at the Cop Watch. That was started, I guess, by me, but you know, I was the first one. I didn't start the organization. People started doing, you know, them here. And the fact is, you can film any cop in Keene, New Hampshire, anytime.
That's not civil disobedience. That's non-cooperation at best.
Whatever. It's all the same to pretty much everybody else. Walking into courtrooms with cameras. The fact is, you can.
We didn't win that one.
Yeah, much more likely you have a much more latitude than you did previously. They were.
You do true, but we didn't win that one. There's still
a rule
against
it. That's because you guys haven't tried. You were too busy out smoking pot in the parks. And if they would have actually
done. Because not many people have video cameras and are willing to get them confiscated. So it's again about risk. It's not as risky for people to smoke pot out in the park when there's 30 people around. But finding 30 people who are willing to have their cameras confiscated and broken is a little more difficult. So it's all about taking risk, and the more risk there is, the more the potential reward. But I don't blame anybody for not wanting to take risk. It sucks having to, you know, go to jail and deal with the court situation and all that. I mean, I went to a sentencing hearing today for the time when I stood in front of the police cars as the police were kidnapping a young lady in the park for drinking some alcohol, just enjoying her day in the park. I decided to stand in front of a police car to attempt to prevent that kidnapping, and they arrested me for it, and they charged me with obstructing government administration, and the sentence was 360 days in jail with 300 days suspended. So, you know, there's some risk involved. And that's scary to people, and I don't blame them for not wanting to get involved. So I think that while non-cooperation and civil disobedience can be the most powerful, I don't know if it will end up being, you know, the critical component. I don't know if there will be a critical component. I think that's going to be different paths on this particular road to liberty, and I think all of the above need to be done. I think politics and disobedience and media.
Yeah, I think politics is, at this point is winning that particular race. There's a lot more people here willing to be participatory in politics. I think that was the original idea of the project, and I think that the civil disobedient people they largely focus on crap that nobody cares about, and I think are contra. You know, contrary to the movement and what
well, you're
be
wrong, Mark, because that's the civil disobedience folks have attracted a lot of people here to New Hampshire,
yeah.
Myself included, and there are a lot
I
of people. Dale,
I didn't claim. You're talking about attracting people. I didn't say that they weren't effective. They're very effective in attracting people.
Well, you said
however,
it was crap.
They're busy out there doing a bunch of dumb stuff that isn't really.
Well, clearly, some of us who aren't dumb think it's not so dumb because myself and Dale, who's our Friday night co-host, moved here as a result of that. Sean, I'm not sure why
it
inspired
dumb.
You.
I'm calling the stuff that's getting done dumb.
Yeah, I personally came up here after seeing some of the civil disobedience and seeing the movement itself. I just couldn't stay away.
So the civil disobedience was a major factor?
It was certainly a factor.
I'll definitely give it that. It definitely draws people.
More coming up. You take control, then it's not dumb. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back. The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America. Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive? After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp? And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the cam. We've got a webcam there. You can watch, listen, and interact with other listeners. Our chat room being built into the same page, cam.freetalklive.com. Go there. It's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. Add up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and services on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. It's memorydealers.com.
All right. Let me wrap up the last couple of questions in this email from Patrick and then get right back into your calls. He's asking about the Free State Project. What is it that triggered your own move to New Hampshire and the Free State Project? For me, it has to be the idea, and then following that, what actually triggered the move, because the idea is sound. Bring liberty-minded people together. Get active. Great idea.
I agree.
It only took me a little while to get over the issue of it being cold.
That's really it. I mean, you know, moving from where your parents are and things like that, you know, the place that you grew up, the place that you're familiar and comfortable with.
But for me, watching the people do the civil disobedience up here was what was really exciting to me to get me here. Folks like Russell Canning and Kat Canning, the publishers of the New Hampshire Free Press, at NewHampshireFreePress.com, where some of the pioneers in that, Lauren Canario, also one of the pioneers in doing civil disobedience. And maybe some people think it's dumb, but for me, that was a majorly motivating factor. Sean, that was also a factor for you as well.
That was certainly a factor. I also expect that the way we're actually going to finish off the state once and for all is going to be setting up a counter-economy and basic agorism. And this is the place that's going to happen. This is where the market's going
to
be.
Creating the government services or alternatives to the government services and not asking
creating
permission.
Protection services and such like that. We're going to have to create that marketplace, and I really think this is where that's going
to
be.
And of course, the trick there is going to be getting people to actually start buying those services as opposed to, in addition to paying the taxes, or at some point getting them to stop paying taxes, unless somehow the political guys can, you know, roll back the property tax, which doesn't seem very likely anytime soon.
Well,
I
think you're going to have to see the political people do that a lot more. I think the taxes are that's what the Republicans are going after. There's an $800 million budget deficit left over from this most recent Congress because the Democrats are in and they're trying to expand all the social programs and all that other stuff. And that's the first goal. That's the first stated goal of the Republican Congress. I fear.
You mean in New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire. I fear for gay marriage. I really do in this state.
You think they're going to do anything to repeal the property tax, though? That doesn't seem very likely.
Repeal it? No. Yeah. I mean, you said reduce it.
No, I said get rid of it. I'm sorry, if I wasn't clear.
I want to get rid of it too, Ian.
Yeah.
However, wouldn't you prefer to pay fewer thousands of dollars rather than more?
Sure, that'd be great. Although, you know, like I said, I'll believe it when I see it. And I hope to see it, really. I hope to. Because I've seen some things in the political system here that I didn't think I would see this soon. So I think it's going fairly well there. So let's continue. Patrick does say that, when do you see the message of freedom being heard and accepted nationwide? I don't know if I do.
Not in my lifetime.
I do. I think that I don't know about the lifetime. I think that if New Hampshire is successful, that you'll see that it's going to be successful in increments. That none of this stuff is going to happen overnight. Liberty in our lifetimes is, you know, I consider that the likelihood of my entire lifetime. You'll see some level of shrinking of the government is what my expectation about all this is, but. You know, once there's studies coming out and people are seeing how well New Hampshire's doing against the rest of the economy, I mean, quantitative easing two's out, $600 billion the federal government's printing. You know, people.
I don't know, Mark. I think it's too optimistic. I think that what you'll likely see is, I don't know if it's necessarily going to be the nation that is accepting the idea of freedom. I think that as New Hampshire becomes more and more of a beacon of liberty, you might see some of the ideas that are being implemented here implemented in other places. Will they all be implemented in those other places? Not necessarily. How much of it will get over people's xenophobia, for instance? I mean, that's going to be still a tough issue to deal with here in New Hampshire, the idea of, say, like seceding and opening the borders. You have to deal with that xenophobia, that nationalism that people will have present.
Just the reduction of taxes is going to push our economy so much higher than everybody else's.
Sure, but that doesn't mean that people are going to accept the message of freedom. I mean, Hong Kong is more free than America, and you don't see anybody pushing to be like Hong Kong around here. So, you know, there are lessons to be learned in other places around the world, and not many people are instituting those lessons. We see statism on the rise. Will that change in different places? Yeah, but to say that it's going to sweep across the nation, I think it's pretty optimistic. You know, you might see pockets like, you know, Austin, Texas, or Phoenix, Arizona, or something. I'm just throwing out names of, you know, where there are some liberty-minded people that are gathered. You might see some advancements in some areas, but I don't know. You might see more advancement in Costa Rica than you will here in, you know, in California. Who knows? Because I think a lot of people will be watching in different places, not just around the country. And he says, finally, what separates the project from any number of Democrat and Republican movements? Well, I don't know of any Democrat or Republican movements that are anything like the Free State Project. And there's also the principle, the idea that government shouldn't be involved in people's lives and that, you know, the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. And I don't think Democrats and Republicans would agree with that statement.
I don't see concerted efforts to get people to pick up and move for, you know, given areas. And by the way, they have Democrat states. They have Republican states. Like those, we know what the results are in Utah or Alabama or
California.
Yeah, California.
Illinois,
Hawaii. I mean, they're all over. You can see what Democrat and Republican policies, when implemented, result in.
Let's go to your phone calls. Ed is in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ed.
Man, you gentlemen wouldn't punish a caller, would you? 26 minutes.
You know, I love it when people complain about how long they had to stay on hold. Do you actually have something you want to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, why would you put a caller on hold for 26 minutes?
I don't know. Maybe because you didn't have anything worth talking about. I have no idea, Patrick. We were in the middle of something. We had an email we were reading.
What are you talking about? I wanted to comment on religion. These people say there's a God. There's a real big problem for them. God is omnipotent. God is holy good, yet evil exists. But also, if you wouldn't have put me on hold for 26 minutes, I wanted to bust the longevity myth. the so-called free marketers wanting to talk about what all medicine has done. There's one reason why we live as long as we do now.
Why is that?
Tobacco use is at its lowest level. That's a fact.
Well, that's correlative.
Or tobacco-related.
Yeah,
you
know,
why would you want to punish a caller?
All right, goodbye. Thank you for the call. I'm tired of the bitching and moaning. We were in the middle of an email, sir, and I didn't feel like interrupting the email in order to take another phone call. I knew we would get through the email, so I decided to take the phone call after the email rather than interrupt the email. Hope that makes sense to you. Let's continue now and talk to Andy in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. A lot of people appreciate being able to talk on a nationally syndicated radio talk show, but apparently some people just want to bitch.
People live longer because they wash their bodies.
Yeah, that's a good reason.
Well said.
What I wanted to say real quick was, if you haven't seen that speech that Ron Paul gave in the Congress when he introduced his American Travelers Dignity Act or whatever it was, go see that.
I haven't
Holy
seen it.
Holy cow.
It is I believe it's at the top of LouRockwell.com today. I haven't seen it, but I did see where it was. And people can go to LouRockwell.com, LewRockwell.com, and see that there.
He was basically insulting to the Congress, insulting to the executive branch.
Nice.
And openly called for civil disobedience. He encouraged the national opt-out day.
Yes?
Yeah, on the 24th.
Correct. So. People can go to wewontfly.com to learn more about National Opt-Out Day and how to get involved.
That's all I got, gentlemen. Have a great night.
Great. You're not going to complain that you had to wait? Thanks.
I only waited 17 minutes.
Oh! Preference. We treated you with preference. Well, actually, we did take the other guy first because he called first. But that's not how we always do it. Sometimes the rules are different. Sometimes,
they wouldn't be rules.
Right. Like a radio listener might get preference over an internet listener that we're familiar with because we're usually unfamiliar with the radio listeners. There's different reasons why things are done on this program. If you don't like it, then go pound sand somewhere.
Go start your own radio program, and when you get up to 84 stations, then you can maybe complain about the way we run ours.
Yeah, right. Take your calls however you want on your own show.
Did he have some reason for suggesting that we were punishing him for having said something previously? Because I don't
know. No, he was just bitching because he had to hold for 27
minutes.
So it's
not about punishment. It was about preference, and we were choosing to do one thing over another. Because it wasn't punishment. I don't remember him doing...
I never heard of that guy before.
Yeah, I don't remember that. So, I mean, we were doing something to show. It's programming.
I'm more likely to stop in the middle of an article to take somebody's phone call than I am to stop in the middle of an email. I'm not going to stop in the middle of another call and take a call. Why would I stop in the middle of someone's email and take a call? Not to say it hasn't been done, but...
If it's a long email.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and this one was not. So we are done for tonight, and thanks to everybody that appreciates Free Talk Live and getting on these airwaves, because you can bring up anything if you're patient. More coming up tomorrow night. See you then.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.